there was an organizing drive at the Sonoma Valley Health Center. This went on for 5 years. The employer used every tactic in the arsenal of the union avoidance firms: intimidation, coercion, forced one-on-one meetings with supervisors, group meetings with anti-union consultants. Even with all that resistance, they voted in the union, even after half of the organizing committee had been fired under various suspicious circumstances, only to spend the next 3 years unsuccessfully attempting to negotiate a first contract. At the end of the five-year period, by the time that most of the original organizing committee had quit or been fired, they voted to desert. So that's the kind of abuse that would be corrected by strengthened labor law with the Employee Free Choice Act.